أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد To our beloved Sheikh, the Imam, a friend, a brother, a colleague who I love for the sake of Allah, Sheikh Ibrahim Moos, his father, another person very close and dear to my heart, to all the ulama, our special guest from Mauritania, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Mishri, to all our elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love, mercy and peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Coming to Masjid Yusufiya is always an emotional event for me. Because many years ago, when the train used to stop at the station behind here, and I used to hear the adhan, and I was not a Muslim. And I did not understand what was being said. But when the muazzin said, "Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah," maybe then I did not know what he was saying. But today I can say, "Labbaik Allahumma labbaik." All praise and thanks due solely to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, who guided me to answer that call. And many years after that, when I embraced Islam, alhamdulillah, in the time of Sheikh Nazim Muhammad, rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a, after being a student at Rondebosch Boys High School, not knowing about Allah and Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the honor to stand on the minbar of Rasulullah in Masjid Yusufiya. So I have... From the bottom of my heart, I thank Sheikh Ibrahim for inviting me here. It's always wonderful to come back here and to testify and take Allah as a witness. Anni uhibbukum fillah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out and says, Aina al-muttahabuna bi jalali? Where are those who have loved each other for my sake? Al-yawma uzilluhum tahta dhilli. يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّ. On this day, I will put them in my shade, on the day when there is no shade except my shade. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those on that day. Ameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Khatam al-Qur'an. Allah. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا صدق الله العظيم. Indeed, this Quran that alhamdulillah we have gathered in this masjid today for this Quran, for the sake of Allah, to recite a complete recitation of this Quran. This Qur'an guides to that which is most upright, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it gives glad tidings to the true believers, those who work righteous deeds, that for them is the greatest reward. So we come into this masjid, and what better place to come? To recite the kalam of Allah and to study it amongst ourselves. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, he says in a hadith, majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasunahuma baynahum illa nazalat alayhim as-sakina wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahma wa hafatuhum al-malaika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'inda. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never ever do a people gather in a house of the houses of Allah, reciting the Holy Quran and studying it amongst themselves, except that tranquility descends upon them. The mercy of Allah envelops them. The angels of Allah surround them, and Allah makes mention of them to those in His presence. Would you want to be anywhere else on this day? Abadan. Abadan. So we come to this masjid, to this house of the houses of Allah, to recite this Quran, that which is going to keep us connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is going to lift the veil from our eyes, and not so much the eyes with which we physically see, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm having it's Murphy. Tell us. ولكن لا تعمل أبصار. لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes that are blind, but it is the hearts that in the chest that are blind. You see, with the life of this world, our vision becomes distorted, the vision of the heart. And it is the Quran that will lift the veil of distortion from our hearts. It is the healing for the heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we reveal of the Quran that which is a healing for the believers and a mercy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِّمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. O mankind, indeed there's come to you an advice, an admonishing, and that which is a healing for that which is in the chests, meaning the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed it is what? It is for the believers, it is a guidance and a healing for that which is in our hearts. The poet says, when he speaks about knowledge, and more specifically knowledge about the Quran, and knowledge about the Sunnah of Khair al-Anam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbu salamu alayhi, he says, وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعَيْنِكَ مِنْ غِشَاهَا وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ وَتَحْمِلُ مِنْهُ فِي نَادِيكَ تَاجًا وَيَكْسُوكَ الْجَمَالَ إِذَا عَرِيتَ يَنَالُكَ نَفْعُهُ مَا دُمْتَ حَيًّا وَيَبْ. The poet says that knowledge of this Quran will lift the veil from your eyes. You will, through this Quran, through reciting this Quran and pondering over its verses, not just recitation. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't they ponder over the Quran, or are there locks on their hearts? Allah wants us to unlock that heart. He wants us to lift the veil from that heart so that we can ponder over these verses and through that see the world for what it really is. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everyone will perish, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only Allah will remain. And not just everyone, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ illa wajh. Everything will perish, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. So Jamaatul Muslimin, This dunya is faniya. In fact, this dunya is mazra'atun lil akhirah. All we are doing in this world is to plant the seeds of our good deeds to harvest on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Be careful, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And I start with myself. Don't ask Allah to pay you for your good deeds now. Don't say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm making salah, I'm paying zakah, I'm fasting, I've been on Hajj and Umrah. Ya Allah, where's my new car that I asked for? Where's the new business that I asked for? Where's the promotion that I asked for? Because if Allah pays you now, there will be nothing for you in the hereafter. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Whoever wants the harvest of the hereafter. In other words, they are sowing the seeds of their good deeds on the dunya to harvest on the day of judgment. To harvest on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then Allah will increase them in their harvest. But whoever wants the harvest of the dunya, in other words, they want it now. Instant gratification. Instant coffee. Instant heat up in the microwave. Instant download. Whoever wants it now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will give them of it, but in the hereafter, they will have nothing. Zift, zilch, sifr. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, we're in this dunya for a short time. This dunya is perishing. This dunya is faniya. So we need to see the dunya for what it really is. And the only thing that is going to lift the veil from our eyes, the only thing that is going to take that glimmer away that is blinding us. Or if you like, we are used to driving here in Cape Town in the rain. You cannot see a thing in front of you unless you put on your windscreen wipers. Well, let me tell you, the Quran is the windscreen wiper of the heart. It will let us see the dunya for what it really is. That's why our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. That if the dunya was worth more to Allah, the dunya and everything in it was worth more to Allah than the wing of a mosquito, Allah wouldn't have given the disbelievers one drop of water. So it's time for us to open our eyes. It's time for us to open our hearts. And through the recitation of this Quran, that veil will be lifted. وَيَجْلُو مَا بِعَيْنِكَ مِنْ غِشَاهَا. It will lift the veil from their eyes. They will see the dunya for what it really is. وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ. And if you slip up, if you go off the path, the knowledge of this Quran and the knowledge of the way of life of the one to whom this Quran was revealed, Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, will bring us quickly back to that path. وَيَهْدِيكَ الطَّرِيقَ إِذَا ضَلَلْتَ وَتَحْمِلُ مِنْهُ فِي نَادِيكَ تَاجًا. And the knowledge of this Quran, it will cause you to wear a crown amongst the people. وَيَكْسُوكَ الْجَمَالَ إِذَا عَرِيتَ. And it will give you a garment of beauty even if you are physically void of it. A person who knows the Quran, who understands the Quran, who implements the Quran, who teaches the Quran, this is a person that is beautiful in the eyes of the people. يَنَالُكَ نَفْعُهُ مَا دُمْتَ حَيًّا. As long as you're alive, you'll benefit from the knowledge of this Quran. And even once you have left this world, وَيَبْقَى لَكَ ذِكْرُ إِنْ ذَهَبْتَ. You will continue to benefit in the barzakh, in your qabr. Why? Because إِذَا مَاتِ ابْنُ عَادِمٍ انْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. If mankind passes away, then all of his good deeds are cut off except for three things. Sadaqatun jariyah, a perpetual charity. وَعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And knowledge that they've left behind of the Quran, for instance, that people continue to spread and benefit from. So imagine, you learn the Quran, you teach five. The five, they each teach 10. Those 500, they each teach 100. Allah, you will continue to benefit from that knowledge in your qabr. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُ لَهُ. And a pious child that makes dua for you. هُوَ الْعَدْبُ الْمُهَنَّدُ لَيْسَ يَنْبُو. The knowledge of this Quran It is the Indian scimitar, the curved sword. It's light in weight, and it's very effective in battle. So what the poet is saying is, this is the best weapon. You have knowledge of the Quran, Allahu Akbar, you have the best weapon. تُسِيبُ بِهِ مُقَاتِلَ مَنْ أَرَدْتَ. Whoever you fight with this weapon, you will defeat them. And here's my favorite part. وَكَنْزٌ لَا تَخَافُ عَلَيْهِ لِصَّى خَفِيفُ الْحَمْلِ يُوجَدُ حَيْثُ كُنْتَ. And it is a treasure that you have no fear of being stolen from you. Can you imagine? You might be walking in a gang-infested area somewhere, and you have the Quran in your chest, or knowledge about the Quran with you. Do you think somebody is going to be able to come up to you and say, Jay, give me your knowledge. خَفِيفُ الْحَمْلِ. Not only that, they can't steal it from you, but it's also light in weight. You don't see the ulama walking around eating knowledge. خَفِيفُ الْحَمْلِ يُوجَدُ حَيْثُ كُنْتَ. And it is with you wherever you are. وَلَا أَلْهَاكَ عَنْهُ عَنِي قُرَوْدٍ وَلَا دُنْيَ بِزُخْرُفِهَا فُتِنْتَ. Don't let anything take you away from the knowledge of this Quran. Don't let anything disrupt you or distract you from busying yourself with this Quran, with the knowledge of Allah, with the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَوْ قَدْ ذُقْتَ مِنْ حَلْوَاهُ طَعْمًا لَآثَرْتَ التَّعَلُّمَ وَاجْتَهَدْتَ. Because if you just get a taste of this Quran, Allah, you will prefer learning it and learning about the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over everything else in this dunya. He says, فَقُوتُ الرُّوحِ أَرْوَاحُ الْمَعَانِي وَلَيْسَ بِأَنْ تُعِمْتَ وَلَا شَرِبْتَ. So he says, the food of the soul is the soul of the meanings, meaning knowledge. Knowledge is the food of the soul. And not what you have eaten or what you have drunken. He says, فَوَاذِبْهُ وَخُذْ بِالْجِدِّ فِي. So continue in your quest for knowledge. Especially knowledge about the Quran. Especially knowledge about Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi. فَإِنْ أَعْطَاكَهُ اللَّهِ إِنْ تَفَعْتَ. Because if Allah gives it to you, you will most certainly benefit dunya and akhirah. So we are here, Jamaat al-Muslimin, to talk about the Quran. And especially in a time of fitna, a time of trial, a time of darkness, a time of corruption, a time of the spread of evil. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Holy Quran. That corruption has manifested itself on the land and in the sea. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Because what mankind has earned with his own hands, لِيُذِيقُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. In order that they might taste the consequences of what they have done. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And in the hope that they might wake up and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to take note. We have to, in this difficult time that we are living in, Allah wants us to go in a certain direction. Not in any direction. Because we've tried everything. Wallahi, we've tried everything. We've gone to the east and we've gone to the west. We've gone to this ism and we've gone to that ism. We've gone to this expert and we've gone to that expert. And Allah is asking us, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This is nothing but a reminder for all the worlds. This Quran. For who? لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. For the one that wants to be consistent. The one that wants to be upright. The one that wants to be steadfast. Standfast, as Allah says. On the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Quran, Jamaat al-Muslimin. A beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib karram Allah wajha radiallahu an. And he said, Satakunu fitna. There's going to be a great trial. A great tribulation. So Sayyidina Ali asked, Mal makhraju minha ya Rasulullah? What is going to be the escape? How are we going to be saved from this trial? What must we do? Go borrow more money from the bank? Take out a life insurance policy? La wallah. La wallah. Wallahi ibta'adna anillah. We have distanced ourselves from Allah. We have put our trust in everything but Allah. We have to come back to Allah. And how are we going to come back? We're going to come back by holding on to this Quran and living by this Quran. So what did our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's answer said to Ali ibn Abi Talib, karamallahu wajhahu? He said, "Mal makhraju minha?" What is going to save us from this time of fitna when it comes? He said, "Kitabullah," the book of Allah. فيه نبؤ ما كان قبلكم وخبر ما بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم هو الفصل ليس بالهزل من تركه من جبار قسمه الله ومن ابتغى الهدى في غيره أضله الله وهو حبل الله المتين وهو ذكر الحكيم وهو صراط المستقيم والذي لا تزيغ به الأهواء ولا تلتبس عليه الألسنة ولا يشبع منه العلماء ولا يخلق على كثرة الرد ولا تنقضي عجائبه هو الذي لن ينتهي الجن حتى إذ سمعته حتى قالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى رشد فآمنا به من قال به صدق ومن عمل به أجر ومن حكم به عدل ومن دعا إليه هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. Listen closely, جماعة المسلمين.